Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be talking about Shvarim Teruah, at Rosh Hashanah, about Tkiyas Shofar. We're basing ourselves in the Sefer Chachmei Lev, Chelek Hey, page 880. Sweetest friends, this is a treat. This year should be a schus for a full shlem, for a schai bas golda, for Mira Mendelbas Chava golda, and for Raphael Eliezer ben Leah, and for Rivka Bas Yael, B'soch She'ar Chole Yisrael. The Gra used to be very happy during Tkiyas Shofar, and he said you have to be happy, like a king has a country has a new king, and you crown the king, you have to be happy. So too, when we blow the shofar, we're crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the Olamos, and we have to be happy about that. So it was brought in the Keser Rosh, Os Kuf Dalet, in the name of Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner. The Gra was very happy because we're Mamlech the king. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, third parak, halacha hey, af al pita tkiyas shofar b'rashon gzeiras hakosuv remez yesh bo. Even though it's gzeiras hakosuv that you blow the shofar, there's still a remez. What's the remez in tkiyas shofar? Uri yishena mishinaschem v'nerdamim v'kitzu mitardimaschem v'chipsu v'maaseichem v'chizru b'tshuva v'zichru barachem. Wake up from your sleep. Search your deeds. Do tshuva. Remember your Creator. People are just in a spiritual slumber. They forget the truth and the nonsense of daily life. Look into your souls and improve your ways and your deeds. And everybody has to leave his evil ways and his thoughts that aren't good. It would seem that these two hargashas cannot reside together. The two hargashas we just mentioned, the simchon tkiyas shofar and the doing tshuva, waking up and returning to the proper path. When a person does tshuva, he is merirus, he has charata, he says, oi, what am I wasting my life for? And when he's mamlech the melech, he has tremendous simcha. But we know that elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, kach mizeh v'gam mizeh al tanach yodecho, yachtav yiyu. Sometimes when I'm reading in Hebrew, I'm reading from the Maimer itself. Sometimes I'm reading in English based on the Maimer. But I'm not really adding all that much myself. We have to do both. Both the simcha of hamlocha and the act of tshuva. It says in the pasuk, Yom Teruah Yielachem Bamidbar Chavtes Aleph. The Targum says, Yom Yabava Yehelachon Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. It's a day of Yabava Rosh Hashanah. Yabava is crying. The Gemara says in Machlokas, what type of crying is it? Is it Genuche Geniach? Or is it Yelule Yolil? What type of crying? Is it like a Shvarim? Or is it like a Tura? So therefore we're not sure, so we do both the Shvarim and the Tura. And the Tkiyas that we do aren't Mefurish in the Torah. We have the Alfusa. We learn from Yovel. So the genuche gniach and the yelule yolil, the crying, is mefurish in the pasuk, and that's why it's called Yom Teruah, Yom Yabava, day of crying. And only from a jerusha, from Yovel, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns at the end of the fourth parak, learns that you also have to have tkiyas before and after. So how can you be so happy when you're crying? It's a day of hamlachas melech machem lachem in crying. How can we understand that? Interestingly enough, Teruah is understood as a shvira. To ro'eim b'shevet barzel, it says in Tehillim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes, which means to break. To ro'eim in this context means to break. Teruah is breaking. Shvira. Teruah is also love, as it says in the Pasuk, v'truas melech bo. Chiba reyus, love. Teruah comes from reyus, love. And it also comes from broken. And it's not an empty matter that one word encompasses, encapsulates two different meanings. Within Yaneinu Lamadnu, that Yom Teruah is a Yom Yabava, a Yom of Shvarim, a day of crying, and also a day of Chibun Reyus, Reyus, Teruah, friendship. Divrei Yomim, the pasuk, Divrei Yomim Aleph, Perek Beis, pasuk Nun Hey. Umishbacho sofrim yoshve yaivitz teratim shematim. Rashi says, teratim is a name of families. There's a lot of names in Divrei Yomim. The Targum says teratim is sofchin lahon, crying. So we have Nachamol Yabava crying. So Truah is crying, Truah is breaking. Truah is also Chibin Reyes. The Radak in the Sefer Sharashim, in the entry Torah, says that it's Miloshin Shar, it's a gate. So too in Rashi, Sofi and Aleph and Aleph. Not only that, the word Yabava, crying, which is Teruah, is also a Shar, it's also a gate, like Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra. So we're already seeing how Teruah has two different meanings. Meaning of being broken, of crying. Even three now. Being a gate and friendship. That's the Teruah. What about Shvarim? Shvarim is Miloshin broken. Shivrei Kelim. It's also Miloshin Shever Mitzrayim to sell. Yosef HaTzadik. Kinyan Michael and Mishnah, like the Rashbam says in Bereshis Mem Aleph Mem Vav, buying food and drink, Rasag, Tfuan and Keres, sold wheat. The Radak in Sefer Sharashim wants to say that it breaks, it's called a Shever because it breaks the fast. When you sell the food, it breaks the fast. On one hand, we have this lashon of breaking, smashing, shivrei kelim. On the other hand, it's feeding, it's selling tevuah, selling grain. Kinyan machal mishto, the Rashbam says. So isn't that interesting? Pasuk in Tehillim, membeis hey, membeis ches, mishberecha v'galecha layavaru, ki afufuni mishberei mavis, amashber, like in modern Hebrew, is a crisis. Your crises and your floods passed over me. I was surrounded, Kiyafufuni, I was surrounded, Mishbarei Mavis, being broken by death. On the other hand, Yosheves Ala Mashber, Bo Bonim Ad Mashber, Ani Ashber V'lo Olid. So on one hand, it means the end, Mishbarecha V'galecha Layavo, it's the end. On the other hand, it's also the beginning. Yosheves Ala Mashber, as a woman is about to give birth, Bo Bonim Ad Mashber. It's a new life. Not only that, shever, if you make it into a sin, means hope. Sibarti lishuascha Hashem, Tehillim kuf yotes. Sibarti lishuascha Hashem. The end of the parrot. To hope. Einei kol alecha yisabeiru. Hoping. Tehillim kuf mem hevav pasakei, sivu al Hashem alokav, hoping. So shever is food, selling food. Mashbir is new life. And it's also hope. And it's also being broken. So, hello, Davar. So we have the Teruah, which means broken. But it's also a gate. It's the gate to friendship. We said it's a Teruah's Miloshin Shar, which we also says Yabava, Bava the gate. It's the gate. It's the gate to friendship. The gate to Reyes. Shever is broken, smashed, but it's also new life. It's also hope. We blow the first kia. It's pshuta. It's yishar. It's straight. That's the madrega of Adam Arishon. God made Adam straight. Natural, he does the right thing. Then he fell at the Eitz Hadas, which is the day of Rosh Hashanah, and that's why we have crying. Genuchi, genuchi ganiach, v'yelulei yolol, shvarim teruah. Not only does a man do what's right a lot of times, he doesn't even know what's going on. He's besafik. Safik is gematria amalek. There it was in writing Gan Eden amalek, hamen min haTorah minayin amin haEitz. That's the nachash, that's the amalek, that's the safik. Is it genuchi ganiach or is it yelulei yolol? We don't even know how to cry. However, these crying become a mitzvah. Mitzvah is Loshon Tzavta, Chibur, connection. And it deepens the kesher between the mitzvah and the mitzvah, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have the first Kiyah, we were straight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have the Shvarim true, broken, we sin. And then at the end we have the Kiyah Pshut again, the straight, the Olam HaMetukan. The Bilam of Isla Netzach, when man will go naturally and do the right thing like the Ramban says. Umal Hashem Lekechas Lefavchas Lefav Zarecho. Tkiyah Gedola V'hoya B'yom Hu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol. That's the big shofar, that's the shofar of Mashiach. So all the crimes ultimately lead to the Mashiach. Kisheva Yibol Tzadik Kakam. You gotta fall in order to get up. Mishle Chavdala Tezayim. Today somebody told me, read in a book, that they did a study, and they found that in order for somebody to keep his New Year's resolutions, first he has to fail 7 times. That's how it normally goes. Sheva Yibol Tzadik Kakam. 7 times you gotta fall, Tzadik, and he gets up. You start with neshama shana sata b'tahayri, that's the person. He starts with a pure neshama, but then it goes into the guf. And ain tzadik barat asher yaseh tov lo yechta koel zayin chav. No man on earth does good and doesn't sin. That's the shvarim, that's yalu shamayim yerdu tahomos. First they're up, and then we go all the way down. But then we have to stick with it. And we have to get to the tkiyah achrona afterwards, the latter tkiyah after the shvarim. To get to the light, to get to what's straight. We all know what the famous letter of the Pachad Yitzchok says, Refutner in the Igros Viksavim, Michtav Kuf Chav Ches, that the Chacham Yikoladim says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Yukam. 7 times the Tzadik falls and gets up, the Tipshim think, and it's a chiddush that even though he fell 7 times, he gets up. But the chachamim know that what it means is that the essence of the kima of the tzaddik is because he fell 7 times. V'yaro kima skol she'asa v'nei tov me'ol tov z'yetzar tov. Tov me'ol z'yetzar ra. So we know that through the ra, through the falling, a tzaddik gets up. This is the makor. I saw the same thing in the Sfas Emes. But it's even earlier already in the Magid Bar of Yaakov to the Mizritcher Magid and Oskuf Lamed Beis. The Morei Naim, Parashat Shmos, Ki Hatzadik Yibo Pchinas Hasheva V'Nechshav Lo Abdus Ayidei Zei Yoseh. He's got to fall. That's part of the Abdus. Oy Yisrael Me Abda. The beginning of Parashat Vayichi is that so Ki Sheva Yibo Tzadik Kukam. Hayna Mashav Tzadik Nofel Lefam Madrigosu Ayidei Hashiva Koychot Vemidah Shaloi Hu Kedei Kukam. Hayna Yerida Letzorech Aliyah. The whole 7 is the 7 midos that a person has. Chesed, Kvura, Teferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus, the 7 kochos of a person. He has to fall with all of them. And then ultimately he goes up, you read the Letzarech Aliyah. The pasuk says, Mei Emek Achor LePesach Tikva. It's where Petach Tikva comes from. From the depths of depravity, of evil, to an opening of hope. Vasemes, Parashas Vayishlach, Tov Reishlam and Gimel, Vayavo Yogi Yaakov Shalem, Acha Shavar Kol Atzara, Kodem Nikra Shalem, Kenyan Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam, Adi Anafilos Dafka. So too in the Zohar, so that's Dafka the Anafilos, he became Yaakov. The Zohar HaKadosh, Chelik Aleph, Kufayin Tess, on the Beis, on the Pasuk, Rabbas Ros Tzadik, Shemizeh Gufan, Esbarat Zidkosim, Mekorich Alapoyah, ומכולם יצילנו השם על שם הפרשי כמו ביצל השם מסמיק נאביכם שכל רוס הצדיק נסווסת לו שלמוס. הצדיק sees many evils and that's how he becomes a tzadik. ומכולם יצילנו השם, God will separate him, he has to let him separate him. So see another pasuk, God will separate. God, that's how he adds to his shlemus. Yeah, the svasemus in parashas Lech Lecha tofresh mem dalet. And shkalim tofresh mem beis. That all the yuridas of tzorech aliyah, sheva yipol tzadik become. Pesach Tov Reish Mem Hei. Dibra Maskel Bapasuk. Other Svarim. Tzedek HaKoyin and the Komitz Mincha. Or his cousin Samach Dalev. Ki Yaduah Lechol Aliyah Madregel Yoni Yesh Nefila Koydem. In order to get up, first you have to go down, like the Besh says in the Pasuk, Sheva Yibol Tzadik Vakam Ki Kach Seder Abriya. It's the way the world has to be. First you got to fall. The Dover Tzedek V'chein La'olam Reb Tzadok Mem Ches. Os Aleph V'chein La'olam Lo Yigiyu Omer Aleph. First you have to fall, first you have to go down, and only then you can go up.
And that's to say, the Oilam Reb Tzedek says in the Rishisei Laila, it's called Chof Dalit, Reisha Chashucha V'Hodin Ha'or, first the darkness, then the light. First the Aron went to the Plishtim, and then the Beis HaMikdash was built. Yerido Tzorach Aliyah. Why do they have to build a Mishkan? Because of the Chayda Egel. And because of that, we have the Kedushas on Mishkan. All the dark light comes from darkness. And that's our job in this world. Sometimes to go down and then to go up. From the Mashper is a new life. The Seder, the hope. Eimek Achor LePesach Tikva. Yesh Shever B'Mitzrayim. There's a Shever. They're selling food. So on one hand, we're going down to Mitzrayim. It's a Yerida. It's a Nefila. They're called Mitzrayim Eitzirin LYisrael. La'Eved Nimkar Yosef. It was terrible. On the other hand, that's the beginning of new hope. That's the beginning of Chaim Chadashim. Yosheves al Hamashber. New life giving birth. Seber is hope. Yeshever in Mitzrayim. There's hope in Mitzrayim. Right? There's Yerida, but it's going to bring to an Aliyah. Go to the bathroom during Tehillat Sidayim, put on tefillin, Kriya Shema, daven, and that's Malchus Shemayim Shleima. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Kriya Shema is part of Malchus Shemayim Shleima. Kriya Shema is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Both Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, Midas HaRachamin, and Elokeinu, Midas HaDin. It's all Hashem Echad, it's all one, it's all the Tova, it's all Chesed, it's all Yudkei Vavkei. Malchus Shemayim is knowing that everything is from God. V'yom Yosef, V'yasa Yosef, is Merkavto, V'yal, Likwas Yisrael, Aviv Goshna, V'rela, V'yipo, Otsar, Otsavar, V'yik, Otsavar, Avod. Yosef sees Yaakov, he falls in his neck, he cries. Yaakov doesn't fall on Yosef's neck, and he doesn't kiss him, the rabbi said he was reading Shema. Explanation is that when Yaakov saw Yosef's face, he realized that everything was for the good, and that's Omer Kabbal, Salmoch Shemaim of Kriyashma, that Hashem Elokeinu, Avaya Elokeinu, the Yudkei Vavkei, Chesed of Rachamim, and the Elokeinu of Din, is all Avaya Echad, it's all Rachamim. And therefore he read Shema, because he's a new Asaga, Malchus Shemaim, now everything's for the best. L'michya Shlachani Elokeinu Lefneichem, Yeshever B'Mitzrayim. There's a shever, we're broken, but there's also food being sold. It's the same thing. The down comes from the up. That's our avod in this world is to work like the Sfarim say. With the Yetzara, V'cholavavcha v'shnei Yetzarecha v'yetzara v'yetzara tov. With the downs, with the ups. The Gemara says in Brachas, Chesed u'mishpat ashira l'cha Hashem azameira. He says, I sing to you with chesed, I sing to you with mishpat. Why chesed and mishpat? If there's chesed, I sing to you. And if there's mishpat, I sing to you. No matter what, there are ups, there are downs, I'm always singing. Shmuel Bar Nachmani learns from here. B'Hashem ha'lel davar, b'Elokim ha'lel davar. B'Hashem ha'lel yudkei vavkei. Midatova. Elokim is midas peranis. Rav Tanchum says from here. Kos sam, this is sam ha'chamad beis. Because Yeshua says, so v'shem Hashem Ekra. Tzara v'yiron em, so v'shem Hashem Ekra. If I have Kosi Yeshua, if I have a salvation, I'll call out to Hashem. And if I have Tzara v'yagon, I'll call out to Hashem. V'yakiva, the person always has to say, call my dover Rachman al-Tov of it. The Baal HaTanya, the Alter, the Heilig Alter Rebbe, in the 26th parak of Tanya says, an Eitzah to purify yourself from any sadness. Even about children, about food, about parnasa, never. Some people have parnasa problems, children problems. You have to be mevarech Hashem, be mekabel b'simcha and everything. This is good, this is gevalik. Ah, baruch Hashem, with minus in the bank, terrific. I'm not saying you shouldn't try to cover it. But if that's what happens, that's what happens. It's all yudkei vavkei, it's all chesed. First, you have to be smeich and be yisurin. Because you know that God is close to you. And everything always has to be done b'simcha. Don't pay any attention to your atzvos. And be mezgaber b'simcha. Of course, you should set aside time to think about your averus. The general mood has to be one of simcha. And he says in Perek of Zion, sometimes atzvos is from worrying about sins. Sometimes it's from Eruvim Raim, from Tavis Rose. So a person has a bad thought. He should be happy. Why? Because he immediately distracts himself. He thinks about something holy. He won. Why does a person get down? A person gets down. He has gasas ruach. He's a baal gaiva. He thinks, I'm not allowed to sin. I'm not allowed to... Me, I'm too good for that. Don't be such a baal gaiva. You're allowed to make a mistake and afterwards you get up. Sheino makir mekomo atzvos comes from. You don't know your place. You want to be in the madriga of a tzaddik. A tzaddik in time is a person who has known the tzaddik of sin. So we think, no, we shouldn't have even an inclination to sin. What are you talking about? We're human beings. We're benonim. We have the tzaddik and we're mesiach das. So even if a person has a hurim neil, father hurim never chuchman alitzlan, he distracts himself and he feels like a gavaldik simcha that he overcame. So even when the Yetzer Hara is trying to bother you and overcome you, you still have to be happy. And that's the way we deal with him. Ki b'simcha teitzeyu. With simcha we can go out of all of our tzaras. Menachem Mendel mi b'tbetsk in his higeris in the pre-eretz mechtav in mechtav ches. Right, it's an eitza. How to be mischazek neged taiva. To think that all that exists in the world is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to know the Yetzer Hara, like the Zohar says in Chelek Beis, Kuf Samach Gimel Aleph. There was a prince whose father, the king, sent his zona to seduce him. But he doesn't want his kid to be seduced by the zona. So the Yetzer Hara is trying to get us, but the king, Kadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't want us to be seduced by the Yetzer Hara. We have to be mischazek. And that's all part of V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha, even with the Yetzer Hara. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Yetzer Hara to overcome. And to be b'simcha when we overcome. And if we fall, then we're b'simcha when we get back up. We take a licking and keep on ticking. Tov me'od to Yetzahara. Sheva yibol tzadik v'kam. Le'itimcha v'achrisach. Everything is to have a good, happy ending. It's the same as Pasha Shmos. Tov reish lamed aleph. Kol mishe ki mishe dovek v'pnim yisu v'chol ma'isa sh'oisein. Unidu v'pi chitzon yis ha'dover. Yesh lo tamid zeh eschachos. Person who's dovek in the pnim yis. What's deep and what's real and what's emes and what's ruchni. And everything he doesn't connect to the chitzonius. He always has his chatshus. It says about Yosef, who nar, mishos and nesorus. He always was awakened, aroused, alive with ruchnius. And then a person can be naki b'pchinas Yosef, shemiris habriya, saying, obishum oifen, rakshalei ashum maise nefesh mipimius chiyus hashemiz bar. And he can be like Yosef, Yosef a tzadik, tzadik is shomer bris. To know that everything is God. Everything is Hashem's chiyus. And if you know that, then everything becomes clear. You need to have emunah. Everything is totally in emunah. Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being master himself for you so you can find him. It's the emunah that we have. That the downs are for the ups. The nisyonos are to win, are to be victorious. And the more emunah you have, the more you know that it's from Hashem. The easier it is for you to overcome. It's all a figment of your imagination. This is going to give you pleasure. This is going to make you happy. Shtus. Not giving in will make you happy. And he says elsewhere in Bol, Tafri Shlamet Ches, a person has to know that the Korach of the Yetzer and the Sitra Achra is only given to him because Gzeres HaMelech. Vayitzer Beis Yitzarim. Yetzer, this Yetzer Hara, is a Tzur of a Dimyon. That's the way it looks, but it's a Dimyon Kazav. It's not real, it doesn't last. All the pleasures of this world are let down. You get them? And then they're gone. You get it, and then it's gone. It's a letdown. You had a good time, you had a good time. A lot of times you feel badly afterwards, depending on the pleasure. There's no God involved, it's a letdown. Yosef said to his brothers, "Ve'alta al teyotzvuki aval yichar beinechem, ki lamichya shalachani Elohim lefneichem." Don't be sad. Don't be upset. God sent you before me for food. What do you mean God sent you before me for food? That's the idea. God knew that. Yosef knew that. But that's not what the brothers were thinking. The answer is, says Rabbi Yecheskel Shraga Mishinava, Parashas Vayigash, that ain't va'ata loshen tshuva, that ata is loshen tshuva, va'ata now, meaning if you do tshuva, then ki lemichya shlachani elokim lefneichem, then it'll turn out that God only sent you to me for food. In other words, they're going to judge not on their bechira, what they actually chose at the time, but yidia, that ultimately in God's knowledge it was for the good. So if a person does tshuva, that's the way he's judged. V'hainu mehusa avodas kavolos al malchus shemayim v'amlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kolos ha-shvarim v'atrua. And that's the avodah of kavolos al malchus shemayim being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with shvarim, with trua. Ki omnam yikein yeh shever al shever v'shbarnu mi'azcheit ha-kadmon v'ara'ata. Yes, we've been broken many times. Tarobes ha-toyv v'ra'i v'ochreinu. We have this mixture of good and bad. Nifsad v'nishbar ha-kol ha-yosher v'ha-poshet. We don't have that straight call. That original yashur savodim ha-rishon. We go up and we go down. We're filled with evil sometimes. There's nobody who doesn't sin. And we cry. We have so much yisurim. But we're not going to be broken. Ubisoch, umitoch, hilule, ayulule, yodil, van genuche, gniach, anushavim, lashem, lokenu, bacholos, umis amtsim, lekabal, machus, shemaim, aleinu. With the crying, that's how we return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say everything is for the good, umachus, avakom, emshava. And we're happy. Avada, we're happy, like the Quran says. Because the shever, miloshin, shvira, is also shever, miloshin, mazum, ayin, or is hachubav of cook. The whole book is about. Shuva is good. Shuva makes you feel good. Knocks you down and picks you up. Picks you up. It's the only way to get up. It's Shuva, some crying, and then you're up. The Shvir is the Mashvir, is the new life. That's the new life now. That's the Yosheva Sal Mashvir, is new life giving birth. That's the Shvarim are for. It's a Sever also, hope. Tkia. What's the Trua about? The Trua comes from to relent, to break, but through that breaking it brings to Chiva Reyus, who's Sruas Melech Bo. It's also a Tara, it's a Pesach, it's a gate. If we do tshuva, then all it brings us up, brings us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nehemiah said, today is holy to God, don't be sad, because the people were sad in Rosh Hashanah. And he said, eat and drink, Nehemiah Perches, Pasuk Tes and Yud. Eat, drink, be happy. Don't be sad. The right is a have a meaning to be sad. Also, talks another reason, the sadness and the happiness of Rosh Hashanah. But here we have the sadness, we sin. We talk emek abchilam oza chedva. The yehu kolam lishtos. For the shloch manos. For last the simcha gedoyla ki evinu bedvarim asher odiu lam. The people were happy. From the depths of crying, they went to the heights of Simcha. They ate and they drank. You know what they understood? They understood that ain't in a hurry ever to nothing we go to Chashucha. That darkness only comes from light. Fakir. Light only comes from darkness. And that's the way, that's the mahalach of life. Anyone who's lived knows. Our biggest moments of light come from the darkness, come from the depths, come from despair. That's our job in Rosh Hashanah. To be miskarev, to he was right to the tshuva. V'yishmu l'chokim v'yavol v'yidnu l'cha kesem elucha. Those who are far away are going to come and give you this crown of kingship. V'chedvas Hashem yimozeinu. We have to hold on to the strength, with strength to the simcha of God, that he should bekabel our tshuva, and we should be metaken all the pgamim, and we should invest all of our kochos in yigiyas ha-Torah, and avod the satfila nesek ha-mitzis mitoch simcha gedoyla. We should be zocher be mekabel. Nay, Mashiach, Tzidkenu. Ve'anachnu amcha v'tzon marisecha. No delecha v'oilam ador v'ador nisafri nefloisecha. We're your nation. We're the sheep. We're your sheep. We'll thank you forever and ever. We'll relate your wonders. Ashrei ha'am yodei tzrua. Fortunate is the nation that knows Trua, that understands the pnimius of the Trua, where the Trua is supposed to take us, from the Ra to the Reya. Utrua, usruas melech bo, the Chiva, the Reyus, the friendly friendship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ata in ve'ata loshin tshuva. Ve'ata, like we saw, al te'otzvu, don't be sad. We do tshuva. And then, Yarum Roshi al Oivai Srivoisai, my head will be raised above my enemies. The Yetzahara and all of his Chevra. The Ezbacha be'olo Zivchei Trua. And I will be Zovech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zivchei Trua. I'll call Hashvarim Asher Hishbarti. All the breakings that I was broken lead ultimately to the greatest Simcha, Ashira, the Azamra, Lashem. We say in Dovid Hashem the entire month of Elul for Yom Kippur till Shmini Atzeres. We say V'atayu Um Roshi Al Avayis V'Losai. I'm going to raise my head above my enemies. Ezbucha Ba'olo Zivchei Trua. And I'll be Zoveach Zvochim of Trua. And then Ashira Lazam El Hashem. We shall all be Zocha always to sing to Hashem, to Yudkei Vavkei, to realize that it's all Midas HaChesed. And to learn the secret of the Trua and the Shvarim, how all the breakings are ultimately to bring to greater friendship and greater love, and a keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Simchos Olam al Roshenu. Amen, Ken Yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.